Yesterday, maybe you also heard it, in the evening, there was still the rehearsal going on. There seems to be a huge battle happening between good and evil. The drama is, in other words, also there. Yes, I wish to really welcome you. It is our great pleasure that you have come and stepped with your lotus feet onto the property of Goloka Dham. Today we will hear about the deity, Krishna's presence in the deity form. We will hear it both from the philosophical point of view, and then we will hear how we can approach the deity. So let us go. I'm still a little finding my balance here. Oh, where are the cartels now? Acha, here. By the way, I always think when we sing before the lecture, we are actually preparing our consciousness to now hear about Radha Madhava or Krishna. So it is sung. Prabhupada has introduced this song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and it is sung before the lecture so that we can really say to ourselves, okay, now is my time with Krishna. I will hear about him. So please collect your mind. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunyavi Adi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Dhana Vallabha Giri Varada Te Gopi Dhana Vallabha Giri Varada Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yamuna Dhira Vana Jade Yamuna Dhira Vana Jade Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Janani, Rupani, Divyani, Vara Pradani, Sakam Vacham, Sprehaniyam Vadanti. Pasyanti te miruchiranyamba. That's not the right meter. Namba santa. Pasyanti te miruchiranyamba santa. Let's try this one. Pasyanti te miruchiranyamba santa. Pasyanti te miruchiranyamba santa. Prasanna vaktra runalochanani. Rupani divyani vara pradani. Sakam vacham spri haniyam vadanti. Vacham spri haniyam vadanti. Pasyanti te meruchiranyam basanta. Pasyanti te meruchiranyam basanta. Prasanna vaktra runalo chanani. Rupani divyani vara pradani. Sakam vacham spri haniyam vadanti. Yes, please.
Pasyanti te meruchiranyam basanta.
Prasanna vaktra runalochanani.
Rupani divyani vara pradani.
Rupani divyani vara pradani.
Sakam vacham sprihaniyam vadanti.
Sakam vacham sprihaniyam vadanti. Wonderful. Let's keep this tune. This is a good tune. Sakam vacham spri haniyam vadanti. Thank you. Would a Vaishnavi like to try, please? Pasyanti te miruchiranyam vasanta. Pasyanti, si, te, they, me, my, ruchirani, beautiful, amba, O mother, Santaha. Devotees. Prasanna. Smiling. Vaktra. Face. Aruna. Like the morning sun. Lochanani. Eyes. Rupani. Forms. Divyani. Transcendental. Vara Pradani. Benevolent. Sakam. With me. Vacham. Words. Sprihaniyam. Favorable. Vadanti. They speak. Please let us chant the pranam mantras together. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasnaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskatyare Tatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Let us look for a moment at the context. This verse is spoken to Kapila Dev, to his mother Devahuti. You can see the situation. Devahuti's husband, what was his good name? Kadama Muni, yes, has left the home. And now Devahuti is together with her exalted son, who is an avatar, and she has approached him. She has said, "My dear son, I am blinded by darkness. Now I feel I'm sunk in the material life, and you are my transcendental eye. You can see. Please tell me now this misery and this ignorance which surrounds me has become intolerable for me. I sincerely look for your help." And this is, of course, the right attitude for someone who wants spiritual knowledge. If you are not eager, if you are not having some urgency, it is very difficult to enter into Krishna consciousness. So Devahuti brings this qualification with herself, and her transcendental son is now illuminating the science of devotional service, or the glories, really, of bhakti to her. In this chapter, he has explained also about yoga and about three things, Sankhya, how to understand the world, but now he explains about bhakti. And he now explains how we in this world can relate to Krishna. You know, we are our eyes are also closed, our transcendental eyes. We can only see material things. We cannot even see our own souls, what to speak of the soul of others. So we who are also blind, we also need to see the Lord. And how this is possible is explained now. Please listen attentively. Kapila says, "Oh, my mother, my devotees, always see the smiling face of my form with eyes like the rising sun. So the devotees stand before my form, and as they see me with their eyes, the darkness goes. They are with me now. Therefore, the rising sun, this is an analogy here, very beautiful. They like to see my various transcendental forms. And you will hear in the purport, this refers to the deities, no? They like to see me in my various transcendental forms, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha London Ishvara, Radha Gopinath, and so on. They like to see my various transcendental forms, which are all benevolent. It means they have all good feelings, these deities. And they also talk favorably with me. Wow, they pray. And they speak to the Lord, and the Lord answers. So there is a very beautiful purport to this, and I would really love to read the entire purport, but you have to encourage me when I see that you drift off. Oh, I feel that you drift off, then you know, it's not so nice. So will you try your best to listen to this purport?
Yes.
Mayavadis and atheists and Germans accept the forms of the deities in the temple of the Lord as idols. Oh, sorry, there are no Germans in this here. Mayavadis and atheists think that the form of the deity in the temple is just an ideal. But devotees do not worship idols. They directly worship the personality of Godhead in his very specific incarnation on the altar. What is the deity? What type of avatar is he? He is an archer avatar. Archer means to worship, so he's an avatar whom we can worship. Now Prabhupada makes a very interesting point about it. He explains something about the deities, and you need to hear. I know that you are supremely intelligent, but if it's switched off because of morning tiredness, then we cannot hear. So let us try. Archer refers to the form which we can worship in our present condition, the way we are now. Actually, in our present state, it is not possible to see God in his spiritual form because our material eyes and senses cannot conceive of a spiritual form. We cannot even see the spiritual form of the individual soul. Look how unspiritual our vision is. When a man dies, we cannot see how the spiritual form leaves the body. That is the defect of our material senses. My dear devotees, I was present, I think, twice. I'm sure for one time when a person left his body. It was a great lesson for me. I was just there and I knew the next moment he would most probably die. So I was really like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, giving encouragement, you know, Krishna Krishna. And I really looked everywhere. I looked in his eyes, I looked on his chest, I looked in the room, and then all of a sudden I noticed he was gone, but I did not see what was gone. I could not see the spiritual soul. I could only see by the symptoms that he was no longer there. There were was no light in the eyes. The body somehow, I don't know, it just went a little bit, how do you say it, slumped down a little. Don't even know if this is English. Prabhupada says this, that we cannot see the spirit is a defect of our material senses. And he continues, in order to be seen by our material senses, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts a favorable form which is called Archa Vigraha. Please say it. Archa Vigraha. Very good. This Archa Vigraha, sometimes called the Archa incarnation, is not different from him. Just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts various incarnations, you know, like Nrisimha, Varaha, Buddha, and so on. So just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts various incarnations, he takes on forms made of matter. Clay, wood, metal, jewels, they're all together eight. Our deity has taken a form out of one particular element. You might like to look and see it. I won't tell you which element. There are many Shastic injunctions which give instruction for carving the forms of the Lord. You know, these forms, so it's exactly the proportions, the arms so much, the face like this, the smile like this, very well documented in the Shastras. They are called Shilpi Shastras, these forms. These forms are not material. If God is all-pervading, then he is also in the material elements. There is no doubt about it. But the atheists think otherwise. Although they preach that everything is God, when they go to the temple and see the form of the Lord, they deny that he is God. Impossible people. According to their own theory, everything is God. Then why is the deity not God? Prabhupada speaks now, challenges them. Come out, come, tell, use your brain, answer this. Actually, they have no conception of God. The devotee's vision, however, is different. Their vision is smeared with love of God. As soon as they see the Lord in his different forms, the devotees become saturated with love. It means they're When this cloth is becoming saturated with water, it's all full of water. So when the devotees see Krishna, their hearts is full of, all full of love, every corner. The devotees find actually no difference between the Lord and his form in the temple as do the atheists. And now Prabhupada has this is one of the beautiful, I mean, he writes very beautifully, but this is one, an all-time favorite of the readers in Prabhupada's books. Please listen, you will like it very much. The smiling face of the deity in the temple is beheld by the devotee as transcendental and spiritual, and the decorations of the body of the Lord is very much appreciated by the devotees. They will talk about it. Did you see that? The decoration on his cheek? My God, that was stunning. It is the duty of the spiritual master to teach how to decorate the deity in the temple, how to cleanse the temple, and how to worship the deities. There are different procedures and rules and regulations which are followed in temples of Vishnu, and devotees go there and see the deity, the Vigraha, and spiritually enjoy the form because all of the deities are benevolent. I find this very, very interesting. They are benevolent. Benevolent. Would someone go to the Google translator? Not translator, but the one which gives the English definition of a word. What is benevolent? I know it as gütig and wohlwollend and so on.
Well-meaning and kindly.
So all the deities are well-meaning to the worshippers, and they are kind to the devotees. Let me just interrupt this purport a little to convince you. When you go before the deities, my dear everyone, four qualities in Krishna that are benevolent, this is well-meaning and kindly, become experienced by you. The first quality is saulavya. That is the quality of being visible to our human eyes so that we can see him and take shelter of him. Saulavya. Isn't that kind of Krishna? He's not hidden. He's not a far god. He is only 17 meters and 32 centimeters and maybe half a millimeter away from us, from this position here. He is so kind that we can look at him and take shelter. This is called saulavya. We are discussing how Krishna is what quality in the deity? Benevolent, yes, very kindly, well-meaning. The second thing which you experience when you go before the deity is his shoshilya. That is, he gives those who come before him a feeling of security. All is well now. Have you made this experience? You come to the deities, you have maybe your question, oh, your wife may divorce from you. Everything is so expensive and my income is so low, it doesn't match. Or my God, in my family there's a diagnosis of cancer which comes, you know, when we are 40 in our family, and I feel something here on the left side, or maybe it's the cancer, the and so on. No, but the the Lord, this Shoshilya, he gives us the feeling of security. And by the way, and this explained, he's not, this feeling is not that Krishna, you are poor and you are so high and I'm so low. You somehow feel, Krishna, you are there for me. No, there is no distance. The third quality of being benevolent is swamitva, the quality of inspiring a deep confidence in the heart that will tell you, my Lord will surely fulfill my desire. Now, I have seen this in London. You know, I was once there in London. There was a darshan and a time, and I was chanting my rounds a little on the side, and I saw one young brahmachari with brahmachari, a nice brahmachari colors, standing there and praying. And then he went, and a little later, a young Mataji, well dressed, came and was also praying. And afterwards, just I like I find nothing more fascinating than the mind of people who worship God. I asked the Brahmachari, what were you praying for? I saw you, I was in the conscience. You were there, Maharaj? I couldn't see you. Yeah, I'm often. Tell me what you were praying. Well, there's a Mataji after me, and I prayed to the Lord that He will guide me, and you know, that everything will be all right, and nothing will be problematic, you know, and Hare Krishna. So then my intuition told me the same thing. But then I went to the, I hope you don't laugh because you don't understand what we are talking about. We are talking about the Lord is giving confidence in the heart. No, it's not about this situation. Situation is only an example of it. You have to understand what is behind it. And you will see it's not something to laugh about when you think a little. So the men, so the woman, I was, I didn't want to ask to her, asked personally, because I knew I would enter the murky parts of the human psychology, and it's not good if the man talks to a woman. I asked a God sister, can you just ask her what she was praying this morning? Yes, this Mataji prayed that, oh, I want to marry this particular Brahmachari. So the Brahmachari was saying, hopefully nothing happens. The woman prayed, hopefully I get him. So both of them, I noticed when they left the deity, they had the feeling the Lord had heard their prayer and He would answer it in the best way. Yeah. So this is what happens during the benevolent darshan of the Lord. You get the quality, what was it here? The deep confidence in the heart will come. My Lord will surely fulfill my desire, or perhaps more, my Lord has heard me and He will make the best arrangement. I don't know what came out of this, and I also felt it would be indecent for me to see what came out of it. I don't think that is my role to find out this, but I wanted to. I was happy to see how they left the deity, and their troubled expression in the face was gone. They felt, my Lord has heard me. Now it's with the Lord. My dear devotees, I want to impress this for you. We all will come in situations which are difficult for us. It's difficulties where we don't know the result, what will come out of it. At that time, my dear devotees, go to the deities. Pray to them that this is my situation, my Lord. Kindly take care that everything goes according to your plan. And then you strangely feel afterwards, okay, it's in the hand of the Lord. Now let Him decide what will happen. This will give you a lot of confidence. I myself want to tell you here, I was in my family, there is a case of what is it called? Cancer of the intestines. After certain, my father had it, his father had it, and so on and so forth. No, it's a generational thing. It is inherited or given through the genetic code from one father to the son, etc. And I also got it. And I remember I went to the deities, to Radha Madanman, and said, my dear Lord, I have this, it is diagnosed, and I'm afraid that I will not be able to serve you any longer. I'm also a little bit afraid for my own skin, to be very honest. I would like to give this into your hand, and you decide. If you want me to have cancer, please, I'm willing to accept. If you don't want, then you move it away. No, so it is up to you, but I want to be with this in your hands. And I still remember, my dear devotees, I had been so anxious, but I felt such a deep sense of confidence, and I feel the Lord decided, if I'm serious and I don't want it, then I have to work a little bit for it. So I fasted for 1 month, nothing to eat, because it said, when you have a guest whom you don't like, don't give him anything to eat and he goes away. But it was not easy. 1 month fasting, at that time I was young, I was hungry, and I was attached to good prasadam. Good. Vatsalya, fourth quality, the quality of transcendental affection, so that one feels protected and reassured despite one's personal faults and even offenses. When you go and pray to the Lord, really sincerely, open your heart, have your Krishna moment before the deities, then the Lord will give you this parental affection. This is how, why Prabhupada says the deities are benevolent. Benevolent again means kindly and well-meaning. You said well-meaning? Well-meaning. They have the best wishes for you. I will read this again. There are different procedures and rules and regulations which are followed in temples of Vishnu, and the devotees go there and see the deity, the Vigraha, and spiritually enjoy the form, because all of the deities are benevolent, kindly and well-meaning. The devotees express their minds before the deities. Wow! Listen to this, Prabhus. We should pray. The devotees express their minds before the deity. You can be sincere with the deities. Tell them what is your situation. They know anyways, but they want you to hear. I have seen in some cultures no one, they are accustomed to not tell what is in their mind. No, that is, I have seen this, and it has been a great concern for me, because when the inside is different from the outside, there will be accidents in your life. No, the devotees express their minds before the deities, and in many instances the deity also gives answers. Wow, you can talk with him. But one must be an elevated devotee in order to be able to speak with the Supreme Lord. Now this is the very high devotee, but there are others. Sometimes, these are others, the Lord informs the devotee through dreams. There is one scientist, he's a devotee, he's writing a big book now because it's so interesting to the academic world. He has investigated the Hare Krishna devotees and has tried to find out what are your experiences of Krishna. Do you have an experience? Do you worship and you have never experienced anything? And he has found out, science, statistics. Yes, they have experiences of Krishna, and mostly these experiences are in the realm of arrangements, that they feel Krishna has made an arrangement in their life, and also the Lord either appears in dreams to them, or if he doesn't appear in dream directly, in dreams they get instructions which they know are from the Lord. I think Sigi Jung would have to would feel very happy that about this. These exchanges of feelings between the deity and the devotee are not understandable by atheists, but actually the devotee enjoys them. Kapila Muni is explaining how the devotee sees the decorated body and face of the deity and how they speak with him in devotional service. Do you see this is a wonderful purport? It might help you to enter your next level in relationship to the deities, and I would encourage all of you to make a note, because if you hear it once in the morning, at least I am not so able to concentrate always, here it is for you, 3:25:35. No, please read in your own reading time. 3:25:35. So wonderful. This I will put. Ja. Vielleicht kann ich das so. Ja, richtig, richtig. Danke, danke. Ja. Maybe if we should summarize this purport into a few very easy takeaways, then it is this, that the Lord reciprocates with the devotee who comes before him and has his darshan. Prabhupada once said, the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir is meant to teach people how to talk with God. our devotee is from Mayapur. He is an educator teacher in the Mayapur Institute, I understand, or managing this, so we can learn many things from him. Please ask him questions. Your good name, Prabhu, again? Padmanayana Prabhu is there, and the deities there are very big. Perhaps they are the largest deities which we have, both Radha Madhava and the eight gopis and Panchatattva, and Prabhupada, and also Lord Shingadev, of course, very big. So Prabhupada said, this mandir is meant to teach people. You can talk to God. He's there. And I know that one of the pujaris, I forgot who, of Lord Nrisimhadev, has written a whole book, small book, of devotees who prayed, who either prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev, and where Lord Nrisimhadev appeared to them or saved them from a terrible illness, which was a miracle. It was incurable illness, and there are many, many, many devotees who have experiences. And perhaps more books should appear on how the deity responds when we pray to him. No? So, I find this is the greatest mystery. In our Shastras, Chaitanya Charitamrita is an interesting description of a deity, Sakshi Gopal. We can kind of see him. He is now worshipped in a temple before Puri, and it's possible they are a little bit careful in allowing foreigners into the temple, but they allowed me to stand in a position from outside where I could see the deity. At that time I had sharp eyes, I didn't need glasses, and I could see the beauty of this deity. He's there. He was originally in Vrindavan. There is a particular well-known story in the Vaishnava world, how this deity, he's huge, I remember, very healthy looking, you know. he was originally in Deity, in Vrindavan. How did he go there? Or come there? It's an interesting story. I will make it brief because many of you have heard it many times. There had been a Brahmana, an older Brahmana, who was on a pilgrimage, but because he was so old, he couldn't move, he couldn't cook, he couldn't wash his cloth very nicely. And a young Brahmana, they didn't know each other, saw that this elderly person was needing assistance, assisted living, you would call it nowadays. He joined him, and at the end of the pilgrimage, the older Brahmana was so satisfied that he told the younger, "I think you're not married." "No, I'm not married. I have a daughter. This daughter is very, very good devotee, very nice. And I will arrange the marriage between you as my sign of gratitude. Then our families are somehow linked together through sacred marriage, and it will be good." And the young Brahmana was, he found this a good idea, but he had a doubt. This was at the time when the different castes and subcastes were still very influential in India. He said, "I'm from a lower caste. I'm a Brahmana, but lower caste, and you are high class Brahmana. What will your family say? They will insist that the same class you should marry your daughter in the same class." No, I can decide. I'm the father, and I know my daughter will love you. You are the best quality person she could ever imagine. I know her mind very well. She's my shishu, my small child. The Brahmana said, I just know you. There will be difficulty in your family. So why don't we do like this? When we reach Gopal in Vrindavan, you make this promise before Gopal, and Gopal will then honor your word and arrange. So when they reached Vrindavan, both Brahmanas went to this beautiful deity of Gopal, and the older Brahmana said, "Before Gopal, as the witness, I declare this marriage is valid." Then they went home, and of course everything came like the young Brahmana thought. The family members were deadly against the marriage when they heard it, because also the Brahmana was young and had no money, and they had expected a very lucrative marriage, you know, the big thing in India. So they were against it, and they stopped it. So our young Brahmana thought, this is not good. The word of Brahmanas must remain the word of Brahmanas. This is the last thing we have in this age of Kali. Truthfulness, if it is broken, everything goes to hell. So he went back to Vrindavan, and and he went to Gopal, and he started to talk to him, like we heard in this purba today. He said, "My dear Gopal, this trouble can only be solved if you personally come to the family in Orissa, and you be a witness. You say that this arrangement was made before you, and it should be honored. It is like this. So Krishna in the beginning was a little bit evasive. He said, I certainly will appear there. And at the time I shall protect the honor of both you brahmanas by bearing witness to the promise. So the word is here avirbhava. He will appear in some form, perhaps you know, that they will feel the Lord's presence in some way, and he will appear as the all-pervading super soul and so on. But the younger Brahmana said, that will not be enough. My dear sir, he said, I mean, this is Prabhupada's translation. My dear sir, how nice, Prabhupada. So intimate. Even if you appear there as a four-handed Vishnu deity, still none of those people will believe your words. There's only one thing. Only if you go there in this form of Gopal. I don't think he pointed at the deity, because that's highly disrespectful in the Indian culture to do that. In the Western or Serbian culture, no problem. You go there, right, like this. Only if you go there in this form of Gopal. Let's imagine he was influenced by the Serbian mood. Only if you go there in this form of Gopal and speak the words from your beautiful face, will your testimony be heard by all the people, and they will believe it. Then Krishna began to talk. It's now a discussion between the Lord and his devotees. I have never heard about a deity walking from one place to another. By the way, our Madan Mohan has done this. You will hear later. So the Brahmana replied, this is true. But how is it then that you are speaking to me? Speaking means moving the lips, vocal cords. Although you are a deity. And then he said this very important shloka. My dear Lord, you are not a statue. No. You are directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. Now, for the sake of the old Brahmana, you know, that his honor and promise could be kept, you can do something you have never done before. Please let us chant in its written. You will like very much. Pratimanahatumi Sakshat Brajendra Nandana Vipralagi Karatumi Vipralagi Karatumi Akaya Karana. My dear Lord, you are not a statue. You are directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. Now, for the sake of the old Brahmana, you can do something you have never done before. So Gopalji listened. Prabhupada, in one lecture on this, he says he was defeated by logic because he had made the point, I'm a deity, I'm made from stone, I cannot walk. And the Brahmana had answered him, this is not true. If it would be true, you would not be able to speak also. So you better be logical, my lord. So Gopalji then smiled and said, Okay, my dear Brahmana, just listen now to me. I shall walk behind you, and in this way I shall go with you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful purport which comes here. Lord Krishna was talking to the young Brahmana just to test his knowledge about the Acha Vigraha. You know, he wanted to test, what do you know about this form? I'm saying now to you, as a test, I cannot walk. Now let me hear what you will say. In other words, those who have understood the science of Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, and so forth, can also talk with the deity. To an ordinary person, however, like perhaps 80% of us, to an ordinary person, however, the deity will appear to be made of stone, wood, or some other material. But Prabhupada now argues for the deity. In the higher sense, since all material elements ultimately emanate from the supreme spiritual entity, nothing is really material. By the mercy of the Lord, the devotee knows perfectly well about the Lord's dealing. Indeed, he can talk face to face with the deity. Hare Krishna. I find this very beautiful. If you want to read it in your own reading time, it's really one of the, this is one of the hardcore, you know, or essential understandings of deity worship is in Madhya Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course, Madhya Lila, this is the middle section, chapter 5, text, it starts with text, you can, the whole thing is as long, but I read to you from text 93 to 97. That was my purpose. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, this is wonderful service. I want to now end my little lecture and want to ask you, what can you do in relationship to the deity? Can we have a show of hands? How would you what comes to your mind, preferably from Shastra, how you can serve the deity. One thing you did this morning.
Kirtan.
Yeah, singing and then?
Dancing.
Yeah, you do that for the deity actually. It's very important when you dance, it is not Michael Jackson dance, where everyone looks at the performer. It is done for the pleasure of the Lord. What else can you do for the deity?
Cooking.
Offering. Yes, please. Anything else? I'm sorry? Being attentive to the deity? What do you mean? I mean, standing with full presence of mind before the deity? Acha, being attentive to the deities in the sense that, oh, that's very important, Tushita Krishna, that you are mindful. Here's the Lord standing, so you make no loud noises. You avoid also the orchestra from behind, you know, farting and all, and so on. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Cleaning
the temple.
Offering prayers.
Wonderful.
Reading
for the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. This is, he likes very much. Yes? Remembering the Lord. When you go from the temple, you remember the Lord. By the way, for this, the Goloka Dhammis have a web page, I understand, where every day there is a photo of the new decoration of the deity. Am I correct? It is available for free. Every day. Why do you laugh? No, this is and there's no price for this. Every day you can see. We are seeing also from Radha Syam Sundar, we have many deities, and we have our deities also, but every day. My dear devotees, when I was in South India, there I thought it was wonderful. There was this one day, they call it Vishu. Vishu means the beginning of the new year. Is someone from South India here with us? Your name again?
Ritvik,
yes. You're from South India. You know Vishu?
No.
No.
I was too young.
Too young. Mother is here? Yeah. Is it Vishu? Not Vishnu.
Vishu,
yes.
She knows.
Finally. No, it's a big thing. So what is done at the beginning of the new year? Listen to this. In every household, they have a deity of Krishna or a photo, a painting of Krishna, and they put the harvest, that is new, the jackfruits, the mangoes, the grains, everything on that day early in the morning. And it is said, when you wake up in the new year, the first thing you should see is not your toothbrush. It's not your scattered face in the mirror. It is not this or that. It is the Lord. So you have a photo just when you wake up from the bed and you look at the picture we say. And then you do your hygienic activities. And then you rush to where this deity is, and the first thing you see, you stand there and see the Lord with your own eyes. Now this idea, I was thinking, this is what we have in all the temples of the Lord. The first thing we see in the morning is God. So by the mercy of mercy is not the word, but by the achievements of modern technology, you can see Krishna on your mobile phone in the morning and start your day with Krishna consciousness. That's a wonderful way to stay connected to the deities. And maybe we can ask one of the Goloka Dhamis. Let me see who is here. Valentina, you do already so much, but there must be who of the Goloka here? Anandamayi, du sprichst ja Deutsch, oder? Oder Englisch sprichst du auch?
Ja.
Beides?
Beides.
Gut. So why don't you please write down the name of the webpage, Daily Darshan of Radha Madan Mohan. You can write like this. Web page XYZ multiplied by 1008 or whatever the number is. Yes? Verstehst du? Nicht ganz. Also, ihr kriegt das unter euch. In the Matajis, you have a Mataji team. Good. Yes. So it will be there, and then you can start your day with darshan. Bhakti Vinod Thakur gives us a few ideas in his work Bhaktialokya. They come actually from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 122 to 124. This is what you do for the deities. If you want to have it from the directly from that, so you see Madhya Lila 122 to 124. Would you like to hear the list?
Yes.
I would like you to listen to it in a way that will help you very much. See what you could do today before the deity of this list, no? One should dance before the deities and sing before the deity. Yes, there is, I understand, there is the...
There are a few QR codes on the paper, and if you scan it, this one you will come to the WhatsApp group where the daily darshan pictures are inside, and it's there on the wall.
Yeah. Maybe for people who are not so intelligent like me, you know, maybe you make it very clear, you know, that there's millions of informations on that, or only that. Only
it's
that.
Okay, it's written simply.
It is simpler. Good. Good, thank you. Good. So dance before the deities. Some of you don't dance. You need to dance, Babas. Sing before the deities. Now, listen. Open one's mind to the deity. Tell them, yes, open your mind. When Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram, he said, now our troubles are over. When there are problems, you go before Krishna Balaram, you ask them, and they will help. He was happy to have that off his desk, so to say. Offer obeisances. Stand up before the deity and the spiritual master just to show them respect. That was Tushta Krishna's point. Be attentive to them. Follow the deity or the spiritual master and visit different places of pilgrimage to go see the deity in the temple. When you arrive at a place of pilgrimage, don't go first to Loi Bazaar or to the shopping center. Go first to Krishna in the temple, no? One should circumambulate the temple. We have made a path around this temple. One should recite various prayers. One should chant softly japa. Wow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. One should chant congregational. One should smell the incense and flower garlands offered to the deity, and eat the remnants of food offered to the deity. And that's a lot. There will be a lot for you. Have you noted in the end or during the Arctic, a flower is offered and that flower is given around? Have you noted? That is, when you smell that, that's the way how you can serve Krishna. Because you are attentive to him. You show you care. You show you have respect. I would suggest the one thing I always wanted to say. If you go like this and bury your nose, you will give your virus infection to the next person. That will do, no? Practical inside. Imagine 30 people bury their nose, 250 people bury their nose. That will be very interesting for every laboratory, this flower. It will be very interesting. Everyone leaves their biological thumbprint. So, good. One should attend arati and festivals to see the deity, present what is very dear to oneself to the deity, give a present. Prabhupada says, any devotee coming into the temple should always offer something to the deity, fruit, flowers, incense. If one cannot offer anything in cash means money, something else must be offered. In India, the system is that all the ladies and gentlemen who come in the morning to visit the temple bring so many things. You have seen morsels of rice, morsel of flour. No one should go and see a saintly person or the deity in the temple without any offering. Even a flower, a little fruit, a little water, whatever is possible must be offered. I want to ask Ritvik Prabhu. Here is the donation of the Sharanagati preaching group. Please bring it and put it There is a hundi, the donation box. Please put it now, because it will be forgotten otherwise. And don't show anyone how much is inside, because that's another thing. It's no, please do it now. That is another thing. We must, when we offer something for the Lord, it's between us and the Lord. No, it's not for making a selfie. Look how I'm putting this amount. Oh, very pious. Yeah. So. Let me just look. Oh my God, time. Are you still with me? Or?
Yes.
The deities are, anyways, the pujaris are happy for every minute they have to complete the... I want to mention two things which I think are the most common thing which every devotee does when going before the deity. First, I wanted to show you in this lecture that Krishna is fully present in the deity. We saw this in this amazing conversation with the Lord done by the Brahmana, Gopalji, who became Sakshi Gopal for that reason. The Gopal, the witness, he actually walked behind the deity, thank you, and he actually, the Brahmana heard the Lord is coming behind, because there was the tinkling of the anchor bells. He was walking like this. You must know the Lord has five forms. His Svarupa, his original form, then his various expansions like Mahavishnu, Gavai Dakshai Vishnu, Karano Dakshai Vishnu, etc. Then his various avatars, you know, Narsingha avatar and Buddha avatar. Then his fourth form, the Lord's fourth form is Paramatma. He comes into your heart. And the fifth form is what? Acha Vigraha, the worshipable form in the temple. These are the Lord's five forms, Svarup, his expansions, his incarnations, then Paramatma, correct, and then Acharya. There is, however, a very hidden secret in Gaudiya Vaishnava. There's one form which especially the Gaudiyas think this form is most accessible. Then Ritvik knows Nam Avatar. No? Yes, Nam Avatar. He's there in the form of his holy name. He's most accessible because you can chant in the night. The deities you can't see in the night, but you can chant in the night, in the morning, in a clean state, which is preferable, in an unclean state, which is sometimes unavoidable. You can always be with the Nama Vigraha. Namavatar or Nam Vigraha is the same, the name, but looked at from different perspectives. So this was the first part of the lecture. I wanted to also show what happens during darshan. When I read to you the four qualities which are activated during darshan, did any one of you feel, well, I have an experience of this? Yes, you felt confidence in your heart, you felt accepted, you felt protected, you felt the love of the Lord to you. Yes? No?
Yes.
Everyone, I think. Most of us. Those who have not yet experienced, you will for sure experience with Radha Madan Mohan, because they are very merciful, especially on their appearance day. That is the day after tomorrow. But always. So, This was the first part. Second part, what can we do now in relationship to the deities? How can we perform our seva? And I believe there are two practices which we need to look a little bit closer on. Two practices which we always do. One of the practices might have been very difficult for us at the beginning. It was paying obeisance. How was it for you, your first obeisance? Was that easy, or did you think, everyone does it, I might have to do it as well, otherwise I don't get food, you know? Was it easy? No. I also remember I struggled for 2 weeks. I bowed down before no one. You may bow down because you are a little gullible, you know, but I don't. Then finally, ich war weich gekocht, you know. The Lord had boiled me, so I was soft. And that was the day when my father visited the temple. He saw me bowing down before Tulsi Devi, and he thought, now my son is finally lost. He bows before a plant. I know he is not like everyone else, but this is too much. This was the day when I was disinherited because I was seen as hopeless, you know. Hare Krishna. Yeah, offering obeisances. It's a big thing in our scriptures. Offering one single obeisance to Krishna cannot be compared, says the Narada Purana. There is no comparison with completing 10 Ashwamedha sacrifices. Why is paying an obeisance so powerful? It is because in this world we are independent from Krishna. We have made ourselves independent from Krishna. We do things on our own. By making an obeisance, you declare, body, mind and heart, that you are dependent. The Padma Purana, the Uttarakhanda, has a verse for this. Aham kritiye makarasyan makarastan nishedaka tasmatu namasa chetri svatantram pratisityate. The syllable ma indicates false ego. That's usually the first word which we say. Ma! The syllable ma, you know, when we address our mother, you know, the syllable ma indicates false ego. By the way, if someone says ma, ma is also a good word to address the mother. It is, but there is a second meaning. It is false ego, which is negated by the syllable na. Namaha. Namaha. Namaste. Yeah, all this namaha. Not my false ego should be the ruler. Here it is you, Krishna. Thus, by offering obeisances, one denies his independence. Not my will. Nama. Namaha. No, not my will. Not my ego, your will should happen. This is a great transition. This is a great transformation. This is a great reform. This is a great moment in the life of the conditioned soul when he says Namaha and means it. So Would you like to know how to make the ideal obeisances? Because you do it anyways, so you might as well improve it, bring it to the next level. Yes, no?
Yes.
Good, 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 good. The Bhagavad Tam explains in the 10th canto, Ritvag Vapubhya Vidadan Namaste. I offer respectful obeisances with heart, words. Rit means heart, Vag means words, and Vapurbi means the body. I offer my respectful obeisances with heart, words, and body. So let's start with the body, because that's the first thing which goes. No, let's start with the heart. With the heart, you should pray, please accept me entirely. It's very important when you pay your obeisances. Don't do it. I mean, of course, some obeisances we just do quickly and we just have to get on with the day. But at least one obeisance with the during the day should be offered with the heart. Please accept me entirely. When you have the heart, start with the heart, everything else will be very devotional. Then the words. You can say Jai Radha Madan Mohan if you offer your obeisances to Rai, or Krishnaya Namaha, or whoever you worship at that time, the deity. And your words, the Bhagavatam says these are the words which one should offer. It's in the 11th canto, 27th chapter, verses 45 to 46. It says, O Lord, please, first we will hear it and then we will say it. O Lord, please be merciful to me and protect me who am surrendered unto you. Let's do this. Sit properly. Bring your hands like this. This is called Abhivadana, respectful greetings. It's also close to our heart. And say, O Lord, please be merciful to me. And protect me, who am surrendered unto you. And then finally the body falls flat before the Lord. Technically speaking, there are four types of obeisances, but let's not get into too much detail here. What we do is men, if they are healthy, can stretch out and their feet, hands, this means now everything between the feet, that's the lower part, and hands goes down, knees are down, chest goes down, head goes down, sight, you know, the eyes go down, peng on the floor, voice, boom, and the mind goes down. These are the eight parts which pay obeisances. And the Majajis, for anatomical reason, the Panchanga Pranam, their hands go down, their knees go down, their head goes down, the voice, the sight. And if preferable, also the mind. It's not mentioned here, I don't know why. Because it's here Panchanga, five things. But mind is always, don't do it mindless, it is a torture to do things mindless. Good. The person who has once offered respects, bowing down before the deity, will not come back to this world because he will go directly to the abode of Krishna. from where is this, you might ask. I want to be sure. Offering one's obeisances to the deity, and I go back. Yes, in Nectar of Devotion, chapter 9, Prabhupada is quoting some shloka there. And yes. But do it properly. What do we do when we pay obeisances? What? How does it start? Heart? Words? Body. You got it. That will be very good for all of us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes this point that all devotional activities, remember they are called activities, devotional activities should start with the heart, because it's not activities devotional, but devotional activities, first things first. So that will be very good. So this was your deity, was the deity lecture. I'm sorry I went a little over time, but I thought today is 50th appearance day of Radha Madan Mohan. We will hear many stories of Radha Madan Mohan later, how they worked their miracles, how they worked their Krishna moments. You will not believe. And now you must turn to the other direction. We will end here. We are ready for the darshan. So please all come